So, this will make peace. It will settle the issue, I do promise. Alright. Abraham Lincoln, who would become our first Republican president, once said in a speech given in the year 1858 that a house divided against itself cannot stand. In other words, somebody has to win. This is the battle of the North versus the South, of the Republicans versus the anti-government traitors in our party, of the Federalists versus the anti-Federalists, of conservatives versus extreme racist, sexist, and bigoted regressives, from David Duke to Ted Cruz to Thomas Lawford and Carl Berglund. It is perhaps old news that I got out of this state senate race for the good of my friends, such as Carolyn Troy and Richie Skiles. But I had something even deeper in my mind when I got out of that I was pondering. A desire to serve not just the citizens of District 5, but my entire country. And it was with that thought in mind that I ultimately decided to get out of the state senate race, joining the United States Marine Corps. Sure, there were a multitude of other reasons too, such as Berglund beating Gosling, Bauman Berglund being elected to District 5 leadership, Lawford failing to become region chair so that we still had a county chair who was more intent on tearing down his own state senate nominee than he was at ever getting anyone to run against our liberal Democratic County Commissioner Tom Lamar, who he allowed to walk away with a four-year seat unopposed. Berglund refusing to tell DeFree to get out of the race against Carolyn, or otherwise disavow him. Lawford, Bauman, and Berglund threatening to destroy me, the Senate nominee, and thereby elect the Democrat by default, and on and on. But even with all those reasons, it was first of all a desire to serve, to swear to defend our Constitution and this nation, with my last ounce of blood, if it ever came to that, that drove me to drop out because I would rather deal with ISIS terrorists than fight some hateful old racist, sexist, and bigoted anti-government traitors here in this town. But I was not allowed to walk so easily off into the sunset to serve my country and come back in the future to run again fighting for life and freedom and justice and truth and compassion as I would have liked. No, for now, with me out of the state senate race, with some strange thought deep in their minds that they had bullied me out, which could only be further from the truth, since there was nothing on earth they could do to force my signature on that piece of paper, since there is not a single skeleton in my closet, since I am a man of nothing but high integrity and exemplary morals that make me such a strong Republican and Christian champion. But that still didn't stop them from trying. As the Latah County Vice Chair, I dared to open my mouth about how disgusting it was that the District Vice Chair, Carl Berglund, refused to endorse Carolyn Troy in his leadership role, and beyond not endorsing her, refused to ever endorse our Republican presidential nominee or to do anything to support our conservative Republican governor, preferring to oppose all Republicans of note that you would think a good Republican would support. Sounds like a Republican in name for himself only to me. My punishment for opening my mouth, though, was a call on the phone a week before the last meeting from Tanner Bamer, a precinct committeeman who had been working between myself and Lawford for the past month, serving as the go-between for us in all communications. He made a fateful mistake, though a good Republican himself. He chose to make a deal with the devil and go to work for Lawford, calling every Republican precinct committeeman in on the phone to line up votes against me. He called me to tell me on that day that if I wasn't willing to completely shut my mouth on Berglund, that they had the votes lined up to try to remove me as vice chair. I laughed. I thought it was the funniest thing on earth, though since I had more important matters to attend to in life, such as Marine Corps training, I agreed to be quiet, though not as a result of the blackmail they were pulling. 1 week later, earlier in the day before our interesting meeting last month, I got a call from a good and trusted friend amongst the precinct committeemen that they were planning on going along with the whole thing of ousting me anyways. I thought they must be crazy. Were they really so selfish as to blow up the Latah GOP in the midst of an election campaign? Well, as we found out, despite my even encouraging the news media to come in to hopefully persuade them that the public attention that this would draw in their irrational, bigoted hatred for me wasn't worth it, they went ahead with it anyways, putting all of our candidates at risk in this election. Over the last month, I have talked to many lawyers, all of whom have said that I am right in my interpretation of the bylaws of this organization, and that I cannot be removed unless I am unwilling or unable to serve, neither of which has been relevant to this point. As I knew they would try again at this meeting anyways, and not wanting to hurt our candidates with any legal action through the election, I began to try to think of if there were any way to settle this without letting them get away with their bigotry. I realized there was. Listening to Ryan's previous talk about how the GOP will never under any circumstances support David Duke, the former KKK leader, I realized there was now a precedent for not supporting racist, bigoted Republicans. I realized I could follow in those footsteps and put this entire night to bed easily, with victory. That is why tonight, I am proud to announce that I am leaving the Latah GOP Executive Committee as Vice Chair and will not be returning as long as it is run by racist, sexist, and bigoted individuals such as Thomas Lawford, Carl Berglund, and Gresham Bauma. Mainly I am leaving, though, for an even bigger reason, and that is that I cannot, in good conscience, continue to support one of our Republican nominees, Carl Berglund, a man who I have seen throw childish temper tantrums and fits of rage, advocate for racist and sexist policies, lie about his Democratic opponent, and lie about many of his fellow Republicans. The man is not fit for office of any kind, and that is why, even as the pro-life champion amongst us, the champion of our Second Amendment, our military, and Christianity, that I must endorse Paulette Jordan for state representative. House C Day, as she will advocate for our university, our businesses, young people, minorities, women, and will do so without temper tantrums, hateful rage, and lies. I encourage all Republicans to join with me in opposing the evil candidate, Carl Berglund, and join with me in doing everything possible to defeat him. I am off to serve my country, but will soon return, ever faithful, in my fight for the people of this nation, this state, and this county. I remain forever a good Republican, former Senate nominee, and future Republican candidate for office. Thank you all, and God bless.